This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, I graduated.
Yay! Congratulations, Yay. James!
And my parents gave me a gift, which was lovely.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
Was it the gift of knowledge, James?
The gift of love?
Certainly not. No, it was an anticlimax. That's what it was.
Oh.
This is the Triple Threat Podcast. I had my graduation last week. And I'm just going to play myself this because I deserve it. God damn it.
You do deserve it. You have worked your butt off.
Thank you. So it was in the Royal Exhibition Building on the 40-degree day.
Yep. Oh, God.
I bought my family all little tiny fans.
Aww.
So it was lovely. I had a fan. Everyone else was... And I had to sit in the sun inside. And people were all fanning themselves with books. And I had my little fan there. I was like, screw you guys.
Did you get sunburned?
No, thank goodness.
Oh, you had your graduation hat.
Yeah, I had my graduation hat covering my face.
Oh, my God. You must have been boiling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's insane.
It was horrible. Anyway, but so my family came down for it. It was great. I took them out for dinner to a Korean chicken place because, well, my family didn't know what kimchi fries were.
Oh, because they don't have that in
have that in
They just have fish and chips.
Pretty much. And so I took them out there, and then we went to a rooftop bar. It was all lovely.
Oh, lovely.
And my parents, for my... graduation present, gave me a night in a hotel.
Oh.
Which was nice.
That's nice.
In a 5-star hotel in the city.
Such a nice, that's a great present.
Mm. That I had to share with my brother.
Oh.
What? Say that again. You have to share it with your brother.
I have to share it with my brother.
Why do you have to share it? He hasn't finished.
He had nowhere else to stay. I guess he could have stayed in my apartment, which happens to be closer to the exhibition building than the actual hotel that I stayed in, by the way.
So it was an inconvenient family holiday.
Hold on. They gave you this gift
that I had to
for
use
the
on,
night.
On graduation night, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no.
So you couldn't even, like, you know, find...
Use some other time? No.
No, or find a friend and... Bring them back.
I think this was.
And we were both in single beds. I didn't even know that was a thing in hotels anymore.
Single beds. What I think it was.
This is amazing.
What I think it was. I don't think it was a graduation present, James.
What was it?
I think your parents got your brother a hotel room in a 5-star hotel and were like, oh no, it's James's graduation. I'll just give it to him as a gift as well. I reckon you've been shafted. I reckon you were the tag along.
Oh. And the Finlay's listening.
No, because the night before, they're in Ballarat. They're visiting my great auntie. So, well, no, because the night before, Matthew, my brother, stayed with me at my apartment. Because, it was too expensive to buy two nights.
So why didn't you just stay there again? Why couldn't you enjoy the hotel? Something's going on here.
So not only did I have to share a 5-star hotel room with my brother on my graduation night, but it was further away than... my apartment to where our graduation, and it was a smaller bed.
Oh, because it was a single.
Because it was a single, and I have a queen.
Was it comfortable at least?
Yeah, it was comfortable.
To have all the cushions and
yeah.
Did they pick up the minibar bill?
No.
Ugh.
Did you get breakfast?
They picked up breakfast.
Breakfast.
Oh, no, my parents paid for breakfast. That was nice.
So, why did they book it?
It was a nice gesture.
For your brother.
Yep.
Okay, well, Anne, if you're listening, James's mum, it was a really nice thought. Maybe next time send me a text if you want to just check before you buy something like that. Just be like, hey, do you reckon this is a good idea for James? And I'd be like, no.
Just drop a couple of bed sizes, lose a star, you're fine. Turn it into a queen, 3-star, you'll be good.
Yeah, that would be better.
Yeah.
On a date where he can choose.
Yeah.
Not where he's forced to go there.
Where he can take a date.
Yes. Who isn't his brother.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.